Okay, I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of slack about this one, but I'll just start off with saying my experience with the zodiac signs and how God confronted me has been quite the journey. As one who likes to indulge in personality tests from Myers-Briggs, DISC assessment, the True Colors personality test, I was like, what's the difference with zodiac signs being another source of information? But nope. Here's what I learned from God nudging me in a different direction. So tune in, take note, and get ready. Whether knowingly or unknowingly, is the trauma you've experienced holding you captive? Or you're struggling with confidence in your identity in Christ? Or are you tired of being the superhero in everyone else's life except your own? Then sis, this podcast is for you. Here on Boundaries for Believers, you will find practical solutions that free from self-sabotage, your inner critic, and that drama that you volunteered yourself to be in. Hey, beloveds, I'm your host, Zipporah Adetolowa, a believer, wife, social worker, and a lover of all things old Hollywood. As a recovering people pleaser and former woe is me candidate, I've been there, you're not alone, and I'm on this journey with you. With that being said, grab your mug for that coffee or tea, or if you're feeling inclined for some wine, let's cheers on three. So last week I shared that our newsletter is live and up and running, so you want to make sure you check that out in the link in the show notes. And because y'all are my people, I am telling y'all exclusively that you really want to sign up soon because we will be launching our first gathering virtually through a book club. Yes, y'all. So I want to share this with y'all now that, yeah, go ahead and connect to the link in the show notes because there's some more exciting news to come. Okay, if you're anything like me, the curiosity to understand self can be a bit of an obsession. And as a believer, I've always known that we are to refrain from witchcraft, palm reading, sorcery, and all things of the like. But I recall zodiac signs captivating my attention for some time. And like a child being warned about a hot stove, the curiosity to be close enough to the heat without being burned is just flirting with temptation and not abstaining. So yeah, that was my initial relationship with zodiac signs. And I was on the fence. I was on the fence, y'all. I was on the fence for some time. Like when I was obsessed to figure out, like when I was dating, I wanted to figure out what sign would most likely be my pair, or how I led with my sign to excuse some of my unhealthy behaviors. So yeah, y'all, I am guilty. And I recall around this time last year, I went to a friend's party and it was a fun function, played card games and socialized and mixed with just, different folks there. And I recall just engaging with another social worker and, her heart for justice and just really in awe of like some of her pursuits. And then she asked me my sign and I could just feel in my pit, and that was actually like one of the first times like I kind of just like jolted back and wasn't initially engaging with, the curiosity or the conversation at hand regarding zodiac signs. And I'm like, okay, let me pay attention to this because this is not by chance. And I already know, like I was just simply and gently nudging me to be aware, nudging me to take more time and understand the true reason why God wants to redirect me. And in the understanding, he led me to two particular scriptures, Deuteronomy 4:19 and Deuteronomy 18:9-13. So I'll start with Deuteronomy 4:19 and it reads, "And when you look into the sky and you see the sun, the moon, and the stars, all the heavenly array, do not be enticed into bowing down to them and worshiping them, the things the Lord your God has apportioned to all the nations under heaven." And that scripture just simply tells us right there, redirect our gaze, redirect our focus, not to the things that have been created, but to the God, the Creator. In Deuteronomy 18:9-13, "When you come into the lands that your Lord God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominable practices of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who burns his son or his daughter as an offering, anyone who practices divination or tells fortunes or interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or a charmer, or a medium, or a necromancer, or one who inquires of the dead. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord is driving them out before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you are about to dispossess listen to fortune tellers and to diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not allowed you to do this. Yeah, y'all, there's little to misinterpret there. There's little to misinterpret. Like, right here, just very clear that God has called us to be set apart, you know, set apart from the world. And it can be so trickery to do so because everything is calling for our attention, as I've mentioned previously. And as you know, you may be aware that everything is calling for our attention, but what does it look like to just silence the distractions, go back to what God says, and not listen to what man or what our flesh desires? And so it's just very clear what God is forbidding us to do as his children. And you know, also just, you know, giving a little bit of hope there as well, looking at Ephesians 2:10 and Matthew 7:11. So Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And that just reminds me that God provides, and it's already set before us, like our inheritance, our purpose, our giftings, our, you know, talents and our desires. It's already within us. But what does it look like to trust God and to lean on him as we ask him, what is it before me? How should I pursue X, Y, and Z? What are my natural giftings? And God will surely reveal them to you, you know, or surely guide you based on him knowing us more than anyone and anything. And last scripture I'll share with you before we get into the attachment styles is Matthew 7:11. So if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So that just, again, makes a clear distinction that we don't have to ponder or figure things out on our own, that God being our Father provide good things to us. Like if we as humans who are faulty and wicked and can do all the human things that, you know, we can be guilty of, but God who is our Father, be rest assured that he can provide abundantly and beyond. But not only that, it's not the things we're chasing after, but it's God being the good gift. And this is all just to remind us how we need to reprioritize what we value. And referring to the topic at hand with zodiac signs, if you're not privy to what zodiac signs are, it's in reference to 12 signs that are guided by constellations, stars, and essentially astrology. And the reason why it is very mindful that one strays away from, you know, zodiac signs and the like is because not only does scripture tell us that, but from what I mentioned previously, but also it can lead one to cause dependence on self. You know, and this self-reliance has potential to expose one to different means or excuses for, you know, fixed behavior or bad behavior or excuses for behavior that doesn't align what scripture says. Because in reference to scripture, we're all supposed to be meek. Not a particular sign, not a particular individual, not a particular temperament, but we're all called to be meek. We're all called to have the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, kindness, patience. And if we're using other things that would distract us from who God called us to be, we'll be growing more in self-reliance into the things of our flesh. And ultimately, our guide as believers is to adopt the identity of Christ. And I say this is easy. Trust me, this is not easy, but this is a daily practice, a daily reminder of our identity in Christ. Okay, you're probably wondering, what is the correlation with attachment styles? How are we going to address it today? And why are we mentioning it in the same episode as zodiac signs? Well, y'all, let me just say this. Going back to the party that I went to, when I had that, you know, gut reaction, that gut response, when someone was asking me just a simple question, like, what is your sign? And that curiosity came up in my spirit. I was like, you know what? There is something there that I need to, you know, kind of lean in more. Like, I'm curious why I'm feeling that way. And I had to understand why God eventually led me to those scriptures. And so in my search of, what else is more that I need to discover about myself? What else is more that I need to understand? Where people pleasing stems from? Why do I still carry this feeling of abandonment and attachment from my childhood? And that is where attachment style came to play, because it was this book that I was drawn to and provided a clear explanation of attachment styles along with magnifying our identity in Christ. And so the title of this book is called Try Softer, a fresh approach to move us out of anxiety, stress, and survival mode and into a life of connection and joy. And the author is Andy Kolber. Y'all, it blew my mind, because the author, who is a therapist, a Christian, and really understands her own story and the many facets that come with it. So in short, before I go on a tangent with that, I was introduced to that book a year ago, around the time that I was being confronted with my zodiac signs. And it was honestly a perfect time, because it was definitely a season that led me and honestly reminded me of attachment styles, things that I studied previously, but not all for the lens of other people. It was for the lens of me and me doing a self-check that really helped me explore more about attachment styles. And so today, when it comes down to attachment styles, we're just going to address the brief description of what it is and highlight the four components of attachment styles. And lastly, share about its relation to boundaries. So let's go ahead and get started over here. So if you're wondering, what are attachment styles? Well, in short, attachment styles address the foundational interrupters that occurred in one's childhood that also have the potential to remain throughout one's adulthood. Plus, each attachment style have telling perspectives on how each views and experiences boundaries as an autonomy, as in safety. And there are 3 out of 4 attachment styles that address insecure attachments. And as I share about these attachment styles, this is not to highlight, okay, I need to self-loathe now that I heard all this negativity about one particular attachment style that I might identify with. No, this is not for that, because this is a matter of understanding what self-discovery looks like and valuing how can I improve in an area that I can grow in for myself and for the world around me. And the 4 attachment styles are 1, secure attachment. 2, anxious preoccupied attachment. 3, dismissive avoidant attachment. 4, fearful avoidant or disorganized attachment. So going back to 1, secure attachment, people with secure attachment feel comfortable with intimacy and autonomy because they trust others and are comfortable with expressing their needs and are able to set healthy boundaries. And going back to setting healthy boundaries, individuals with a secure attachment style are more likely to have a clear boundaries because they have strong sense of self-worth and trust in others. And they can communicate their needs effectively and respect the boundaries of others. And 2, anxious preoccupied attachment, or just anxious attachment. Individuals with this style often worry about their relationships and seek constant reassurance or validation from others. They may fear abandonment and have difficulty trusting others, leading to a tendency to clinginess and dependency. And so its relation to boundaries, kind of what you already heard there, people with this attachment style may struggle with boundaries due to fear of abandonment, and they may have difficulty asserting their needs or enforcing boundaries out of fear of driving others away. What you hear there is a sense of people-pleasing, which is driven by fear and insecurities. One relates to this attachment style, the best thing to focus on is building self-esteem and trusting within themselves and their relationships to ensure healthy boundary setting. And 3, dismissive avoidant attachment. People with this attachment style tend to avoid close relationships and may prioritize independence. And although independence is a great thing, they may suppress their emotions and have difficulty expressing their vulnerability, which leads to their isolation and their solitude, and just ultimately preferring solitude over intimacy. And so in relation to boundaries, they may have rigid boundaries and struggle with emotional intimacy. What's important to highlight this here, if you identify with this particular attachment style, one needs to recognize the beauty and emotional connection and the importance of it, and how it's not just for others, but for oneself to identify how you feel, to understand what emotions can have an impact on one's outlook and just their well-being, but more importantly, how to build intimacy within themselves, but also with others, while still maintaining those healthy boundaries. And lastly, number four, fearful avoidance or disorganized attachment. This attachment style combines elements of both anxious, preoccupied, and dismissive avoidance styles. Individuals with fearful avoidant attachment styles may desire close relationships, but fear getting hurt or rejected, leading to a push and pull dynamic in their interactions. And so in relation to boundaries, individuals with fearful avoidant attachment style may have inconsistent boundaries due to their conflicting desires for closeness and fear of rejection. And what's important to highlight here is one, understanding what it looks like to address these underlying fears and insecurities to lead to the other side of healthy, more stable boundaries. And so when God told me to put down zodiac signs, he said, do you know your attachment style? And I'm like, okay, let's go there. But y'all, ultimately understanding attachment styles can help us, you know, recognize relational patterns, navigate conflicts, and cultivate healthier relationships. So now that you've heard an overview of each, let me know if you resonate with any of the attachment styles shared. Like, go ahead and DM me over there on Instagram at Boundaries for Believers. But if you identify with an insecure attachment, I invite you to life coaching services with me so we can partner together to reach a level of security with self and others. Because beloved, you owe it to yourself to live a life that basks in growth and self-awareness, to live more fulfilled and balanced. But ultimately, it's your God-ordained inheritance to live free and free indeed. So be sure to check out the link in the show notes. So before we go, I pose the question to you. Are you willing to lay down the idol of zodiac signs and instead explore your attachment style? Okay, y'all, that has concluded our time for today, but thank you so much for joining along. But I want to share two goodies with you, okay? Are you ready for this? I don't know. You stayed toward the end, so why not share a little bit more? So, with your help and your dedication and tuning in, we reached a total of 1,010 downloads, y'all. Woo! Like, that's incredible. Incredible. That just tells me that people are tuning in and resonating because God is pouring in and delivering to the hearts of others. So thank you for being one of them. Like, that has blessed my soul, and I'm excited to tune in along with you with this journey. So the second thing I want to share is more details about this April book club to come, y'all. So within April, we are starting our first virtual gathering with a book club. And no, don't expect 1,000 people to be present, more like under 20, so it can remain intimate. But be sure to sign up by checking out the link in the show notes if you want to register now, get connected, and save your seat for this virtual gathering starting April 4th. So I can't wait to see you there, and all the details listed in the link in the show notes. Thanks for tuning in today. Whether this episode lightened your load, pulled on those heartstrings, or reinforced those boundaries, then sis, I'd love if you were to share this with a friend or left a written review on Apple Podcast. But if you want to continue this conversation with my trauma-informed life coaching services, then I invite you to check out the link in the show notes so I can best support you. In the meantime, follow us on Instagram at Boundaries for Believers. And see you next time, beloveds. Be blessed, be real, and go out there and redefine your boundaries.